Get deeper insights on the news from Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. As we round out the program, we actually started today, of course, with the big summit taking place with President Biden and Prime Minister Kishida of Japan. And they will have a big state dinner tonight. And then, of course, tomorrow they will have a trilateral summit with Prime Minister Marcos from the Philippines as well. Again, all important in that region of the world. But really interesting, just listening to Prime Minister Kishida today always brings back a lot of connections to Japan for me. And the thing that I kept going back to as I was listening to a lot of the subtleties and a lot of the details that Prime Minister Kishida was sharing in his comments today was this whole thing of small and the little incremental pieces that actually make the biggest difference. We live in this society where bigger is always better. Every day the world turns on really small and seemingly insignificant acts by very ordinary people. But yet we're always focused on how do we make it bigger? How do we make it better? How do we make it broader? And I think there's actually a significance to the insignificant. Understanding the power of what the world would deem as insignificant actions, while also really understanding the insignificance of our own place in the world. I think we all felt that a little bit with all the coverage of the eclipse on Monday. And so when we look at this, I always go back to when I was in Japan back in 1985. And I remember meeting a man there by the name of Yamaguchi. He was 94 years old. We had a lovely chat and discussion on a wide range of things. He was absolutely brilliant. We actually solved all the world's problems in a single afternoon. It was an epic day for me. But as we were getting ready to leave his home, he stopped me and he said, you know, Boyd, all these things we've talked about, all these principles are good and right. They'll help people be successful and happy. He said, but there's one more principle that you have to understand. And he actually made me a promise. He said, I want you to promise me that you'll remember this principle and never forget it. And I said, okay, I promise I'll remember. And this is what he said. He said, Zo to you know wa kamude wa nai kero, mushi to you know wa kamude aro. And with that, he closed the door behind us, and I was walking down the street trying to figure out what he really meant, translating it back and forth between English and Japanese. And it was a really simple saying. Elephants don't bite, but fleas do. Elephants don't bite, but fleas do. And I go back to that principle all the time. The big things in life tend to take care of themselves. But often it's what we do with the little things that either holds us back or really propels us forward to the accomplishment of a goal or an objective. Look at the Olympic Games. Olympic Games, it always comes down to a fraction of a point, hundredth of a second, width of a bike tire, length of a skate. That usually makes the difference between being the gold medal champion and someone who just participated. It's that close. It's those little things. And so as we look at the big issues of our day, I think a lot of those can be solved by a lot of very small issues that each of us can do every day. Because we have to remember that it is community and culture that lead. The politics and the policy will follow if we do what we need to do in our homes, in our neighborhoods, and in our communities. Because it is those small things. And to me, it's the small and insignificant, seemingly insignificant, that are the things that are actually most important. And it actually got me thinking back a couple years ago. It was the funeral of former President George H.W. Bush. And during his funeral service, which was just an extraordinary thing there at the National Cathedral, there was a story told of a very small, a very humble act of service performed by one of President Bush's friends and former Secretary of State, James Baker. They talked about how Secretary Baker was at the foot of the president's bed often as the president spent his last days and hours, and that James Baker rubbed and stroked the president's feet for almost an hour. And I remember watching that funeral, and as this story was told, the cameras panned over to where James Baker was sitting, and he just very quietly just had his head bowed and was just sobbing. And he said as he watched this play out, the president smiled at James Baker. And I had this vision of here you had a world leader, James Baker, who was serving someone who had been the world's leader of the free world, the former president. And I thought that was just such an interesting moment, and just how something as simple as that could make such a big difference. And I think we all have to maybe think again about what we think we know about what we do every day, because it may be as insignificant as going to pick up somebody's child from school when they're sick or shoveling dirt for a neighbor who's got a big pile to move. But it's all those little things that make the big things pretty insignificant. We can get wrapped up in the news of the day. We can have heartburn over the headaches in Washington, D.C. We can get stressed out about social media. But what have we done that just makes a difference today? Because in the end, those seemingly insignificant things are the most significant things. They're the things that'll change your day. They're the things that'll change your world. They're the things that will make a difference for somebody else as well. And that's what's most significant. Well, that wraps it up for us on Inside Sources today here on KSL News Radio. Thanks for joining us. I am Boyd Matheson. And as always, as you go out into the world today, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something that makes a difference.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.